Well, good morning, everybody. It is time to rise and shine. Time to get up and get after it. And time to pray. Time for us to go before the Lord and seek after Him. Seek His help. Seek His grace, His mercy. So if you need prayer today, or 419-389-0893. There we go. 419-389-0893 or prayer at yeshome.com. Call now. Make your prayer request known. Or you can go online at prayer at yeshome.com. You can email or text to that. And let us know what you have need of today. What is your prayer concern today? What is burdening you today? Well, don't bear that burden alone. God is here. He wants to help you. He wants to strengthen you. He wants to encourage you. So let Him do that. 419-389-0893 or prayer at yeshome.com. And remember, we always keep your prayer requests anonymous. We never give out your name or information, so you don't need to worry about that. Don't worry about what God is or what it is. I mean, you know, it could be something personal. We understand that. You don't even have to tell us who you are when you call in with your text. That's God knows who you are. He knows what's going on. We just want you to get the prayer that you need. 419-389-0893 or prayer at yeshome.com. Lord, we do thank You that we can come before You this day, that we have this time to bring our needs, our concerns, our care for You, our hopes, our troubles, all that is on us and all that is in us and all our lives. Lord, we can bring before You and know that You are ready to receive us, ready to graciously move in our lives and to help us. So we give You glory and praise and honor, Lord. We thank You that You are such a good and gracious God. We give praise to You this day. We delight in You, knowing that You are good and faithful and will meet all our needs. So we praise You. We glorify Your name this day and praise this in Your name. Amen. 419-389-0893 or prayer at yeshome.com. And before we get into our prayer requests, we do want to get into the Word of God as we do every day on the prayer closet. Just get our hearts set and focused on the Lord and ready for prayer. Today is the National Human Trafficking Day. Human Trafficking Awareness Day. And been thinking about that, obviously, that's been a real move in the church to end modern slavery and modern human trafficking, whether it be for labor reasons, for sexual exploitation. Human trafficking happens in many forms, and the church has really risen up and taken a mission, or taken upon itself the mission of ridding the world of human trafficking. And rightly so. You know, it's been a good thing. One of the good things happening in the church has been this focus on ending this scourge. And certainly we've had here at YesFM, we frequently have people on who are involved in these ministries, folks from the Daughter Project and other folks, many others who have come and have different ministries targeting this, whether it's helping people recover from it, helping to stop it on the front end, helping to prevent it in the first place. And it's been very exciting to see, one, the raise in awareness for folks, but also the impact that these ministries are having. They're having a real impact, and lives are being changed, and people are being rescued and transformed and redeemed, and hope is being restored into their lives. And so it is exciting to hear and talk about them, but every one of them comes on and says, you know, that they would love to work themselves out of a job, you know. Their goal is to work themselves out of a job so that they just wouldn't be necessary anymore, because we would bring an end to this. And it can be frustrating sometimes as we look, because one of the things that happens when we raise awareness about these things, and even yesterday as we were talking about chocolate, you know, just a fun conversation about chocolate, but then we discovered as we were doing some research that much of the chocolate is grown in places like Ghana and other in Africa, and often use child labor and exploit child labor for that. And, you know, that's disconcerting to hear those things. And so as we raise awareness, we also raise our awareness of what's going on and what's happening. And sometimes that can get discouraging, you know, because we become aware of the scope of the problem. And it's big. It is big. In the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 4, Solomon is lamenting the injustice that he looks and sees around him in the world. He's lamenting some of the things. And I think his feelings here can be feelings that we have shared in our lives. I think people can identify with this. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 1 says, "Again, I looked and I saw all the oppression that was taking place under the sun. I saw the tears of the oppressed, and they have no comforter. Power was on the side of their oppressors, and they have no comforter. And I declared that the dead who had already died are happier than the living who are still alive. But better than both is he who has not yet been, who has not seen the evil that is done under the sun. And sometimes I think when we look at problems, we can almost feel like that. You know, we look and say, you know, we see the tears of the oppressed and saying, who's going to comfort them? Who, why? All the power does seem to be on the side of their oppressors. How can we break this? Sometimes the problem seems so big and so massive and extensive. It's like, how can we even begin to deal with this? And we can get a little despairing in our hearts, kind of like Solomon was here, and think, who will save us? Who will help us? Who will help these people? Well, there's another verse in Isaiah chapter 42, when it talks about the servant of the Lord who's coming. In verse 42, starting chapter 3, it says, in faithfulness, he will bring forth justice. He will not falter or be discouraged till he establishes justice on earth. In his law, the islands or the peoples will put their hope. They're talking about the coming of the servant, the coming of the Savior, the Messiah, the coming of Jesus. And I love that verse. In faithfulness, he will bring forth justice. He's telling us he'll be faithful to do this. He will accomplish this work. He will not falter or be discouraged till he establishes justice on the earth. You know, we look out at these things sometimes and it is despairing. It is discouraging. It does seem overwhelming. But God never gets discouraged. God never despairs. He never falters. He never stumbles. He is unrelenting in his march toward justice. And as the word tells us, he will not stop until he has established justice on earth. God is working for justice every day. He never gives up. He never gets tired. He never stops. And he will not stop until justice has been established for everyone. Just today, there was a story of a young girl, Jamie Kloss, a 13-year-old girl in Wisconsin who had gone missing back in October. Somebody had broken into their home, killed her parents, and she had been missing, was able to escape. She's been rescued. She's now in safe. She's receiving medical treatment. She was very malnourished and dirty, but she was able to get away from her captor. And there was somebody out walking their dog, and she ran to them, and they got her help, called 911, and got, you know, the police. They were able to, the police came, and they captured her abductor. And she is now safe with her family. Her aunts and grandparents and other family are with her, and a happy ending to what could have been a terrible and tragic story. And, you know, we don't know all that she went through or what happened, but she is safe now. And you hear stories like this and you're reminded, you know, God is still working. God's eye is still on the oppressed. He's not forgotten about them. His heart still breaks for them. And he is working relentlessly for them. And he's calling us in that work. He's calling us to be a part of that. And what that looks like is going to be different from all of us. As I said before, if you're listening earlier on the Morning Munch, you know, not all of us are going to be called to start a ministry like the Daughter Project, like our good friend Jeff Wilbarger did. Just saw a documentary on human trafficking, and God laid on his heart to start this ministry, and he didn't have any experience in that. He was a high school teacher. He's a math teacher. But God got hold of him, and he said, you know what, I'm going to do this. And it's been a great, great ministry, and it's so exciting to walk along that journey with him and see how that has grown and the impact it's having and the lives that are being changed. You know, he may not call you to do that, but he's going to call you to do something. Something somewhere in your place, in your time. You know, no one person is going to rise up and end human trafficking. No one person is going to rise up and end all the injustice in the world other than Jesus. And God doesn't expect that from us. You know, it's not your job to solve the problem of injustice. Your job is to do justice in the place where you're at, in the ways that you can. It may be standing up for somebody who's getting bullied at school and defending them and being a friend to that person. A simple thing that can have a profound impact. It may be some people getting led to adopt and provide homes for people. It may be volunteering your time. Places like the Daughter Project or the Cherry Street Mission or other places. Getting involved in relief ministries through your church. Doing a mission trip. Joining with Habitat Humanity and helping build houses for people. I mean, whatever it may be. we all do our part, do the things that God lays before us, do justice where we can, if we do that, then God will take care of the rest. You know, he's raising up his people all over the place. Let us just be faithful to what he's given to us. Ask God how you can do justice today. Don't get discouraged. Don't get despairing. But remember the Lord, who in faithfulness will bring forth justice, who will not falter or be discouraged until he establishes justice on earth. Now let's not falter, and let us not be discouraged. But let us work for justice today, where we can and how we can, in big ways and in small ways, because it all matters, and it will all make a difference. And it's all part of God's unrelenting work. We'll come back with your prayer requests, 419-389-0893, or prayer at yeshome.com. All right, it's the Prayer Closet, 419-389-0893, or prayer at yeshome.com. We've got a number of requests in, so let's jump right in. Yeah, someone asked him for prayer for their grandma that has been in hospice for a while. Just suffered from possible stroke or Bell's palsy. Her face is now droopy, and so we ask him for prayer for her. Lord, we lift this woman up to you as she is struggling with her health and now possibly with the stroke or the Bell's palsy. Lord, we just pray for this woman. We pray for strengthening for her. Pray for the family, Lord, as she's in hospice and perhaps near that time when you're ready to call her home. Lord, if that is indeed the case, if it is indeed time for her to go home, Lord, we pray that you would make her final days comfortable. You would make them a blessing to the family, Lord, that they would be able to come together and say goodbye, and that these days would be a special blessing to them. Lord, as you bless this time that they have left with her before you receive her home. And so we pray for them, we pray for the family, we pray for their strength and encouragement in these days. We pray this in your name. Amen. And someone else asking for prayer. They're going to a friend's funeral today and just need prayer for that and for this person's family. Lord, we do pray for these folks as they're heading out to a funeral today, praying for this man's family. And Lord, we pray for comfort for all those who are there. Lord, your word says, blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. So, Lord, we pray that you would provide that comfort for them today, be an encouragement to them today, even as they grieve the loss of this loved one. Lord, comfort them with the hope of the gospel. Comfort them with the strength and power of your spirit, and that they may feel your presence and your loving care upon them in this day. And we pray this in your name. Amen. And another listener writing in asking for prayer for a group of 20 college students that are going on a small missions trip and headed out yesterday and going to be on this work. And they just asking for prayer for safety in their travel and success in the trip. Lord, we pray for this group as they head down to do good work. And do the good work you've given them to do, to impact people with the hope of the gospel. Lord, we pray that you would bless them in this trip. Give them safety in their travels. Watch over them as they travel about. Lord, bless the work that they do, that they would be able to impact lives with the hope of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Lord, and you would use them in a mighty way. You would use them to touch the lives of people, to bring people to hope and saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, to meet the needs that they have been sent to meet, both physical and spiritual. And Lord, that they would come back praising you for the work they saw you do through them. And we pray this in your name. Amen. One last prayer just came in. Said, listener says, I need prayer for my little brothers. They're grown up with families, but they are both struggling to come to Jesus. Pray more, speak life into them. But as the more he's tried to pray for them and speak the hope of the gospel to them, the more the devil pushes back. So we want to pray for this listener. Lord, we do pray for this listener and thank you for his concern for his brothers, wanting to see them come to faith in Christ. And Lord, we know that this is a spiritual battle, that Satan is fighting for his brothers, but we know that you are fighting harder, that your might is greater. Lord, I pray that they would come to faith in Jesus Christ, that their hearts would be open to the gospel of Jesus Christ, that your spirit would come upon them in conviction and power. You would bind the devil in their life. Bind his influence upon them. Open their hearts to the truth of the gospel, that they would come to know you and be saved. And we pray for this listener as he's praying for them and sharing with them and trying to be an encouragement to them. Lord, that he not grow discouraged, but that he would continue to pray for them, continue to seek after them. Lord, that he would continue just to speak those words of life into their lives, knowing that your word never comes back void. So may you encourage him in his spirit and encourage him in the work you've given him. And Lord, we pray that next we hear from him, they'll be rejoicing because his brothers have come to faith in Jesus Christ. And we pray this in your name. Amen. Thank you, everybody. If you have a prayer request throughout the day, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., there are always folks here who'd be happy to pray with you at our offices at 419-389-0893. You can get your prayer request to us at any time by emailing or texting at prayer@yeshome.com. And you can get connected to a live online spiritual coach for an online chat session if you ever need help or counsel 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That's available at our website, yeshome.com. Just click on the chat now button. God bless everybody. Have a great day, and we'll see you Monday. Have a fantastic weekend. God bless.